You're listening to the StudyFlex podcast, your number one source for junior and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to yet another episode of the StudyFlex podcast. We're back again, and we have some lovely tips today about failure.
Yes, big part of life, happens to everyone.
The F word.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, it's something that really gets to a lot of people and something that a lot of people are afraid of. So we kind of wanted to focus today on how to cope with it, also how to not be afraid of it.
You know, yeah, and what it means really, and what it means in, to you and to other people. And
yeah, how to use it for your own benefit.
As a tool, yeah.
Yeah, so stay tuned. If it's something that you personally feel like you have kind of a difficult relationship with, then by the end of this podcast, hopefully we'll have eased your mind a bit and you'll feel a bit better about the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. That's our aim. Okay, an important thing to know about failure is it happens to literally everyone. And we mean everyone, because even you might see like in your class, there's total brain boxes and like they can't do anything wrong. They're amazing in every subject. Failure happens to everyone inside and outside the classroom. And it's going to happen to you in not just school and exams, it's going to happen in all aspects of life. So
the earlier you get to be comfortable with it, the easier it's going to be for you as you move forward. So school is maybe the first time that you really come in contact with it properly, and therefore it's going to be more difficult because you're not used to it. But you just have to get comfortable with it, and it's going to be easier then because, yeah, like we said, this isn't going to be the first time that you experience failure. It happens all the time. And yeah, it really does happen to everyone. You're not alone. Just think of all those famous people or successful people. They, of course, made mistakes and they failed before they got to where they are and before they had success. And it's probably the failures and the mistakes that they made that got them to where they are. You know, you learn from these things. So you're kind of missing out if you don't fail every now and then, because it's just a bit too easy, really. And you don't develop yourself at all. So you really have to, first of all, just change your complete mindset about failure, because there is such negativity associated with the word, but it's really a positive thing at the end of the day, because you just, the only thing you can do is learn from it.
Sometimes it's all you need just to progress, especially when you think about all the things we have in the world that wouldn't come about if it weren't for failure. Just any science experiment needs to be done like 300 times before, like, we wouldn't have a cure for polio if it wasn't for failure. You know, that kind of a thing.
We wouldn't have tart tatin.
We would not have tart tatin.
Well, that French apple pie that's upside down, you know, that was a complete mistake. And it's delicious. Oh. So if you ever feel bad about yourself, just think of yourself as a tart tatin.
You are a beautiful tart tatin.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and even not just with science experiments. Just think about something like if you're playing a video game or like Super Mario or something, you're never going to pass the level first time, like, because it's like your first time seeing the level and you know every obstacle and you know how to avoid it. You die several times before you get to the end, over and over and over. And it's from doing it every single time. We learn something new every single time that you die, and you have to progress in the level. So that's another way of looking at it.
Excellent analogy.
Thank you. just dipping a small bit into the psychology of it, myself and Emer are obviously not experts, and we don't claim to be, but it might, like, if you're feeling really down after failing an exam, it might be just important to know why. Like, the reason that you might feel down after failing an exam is because you attached a sense of self-worth to how well you did. You might have tried really hard, you might have studied really hard and gave it your best, and it still wasn't enough. And then that can kind of consume you. It can be like, how did I do all this work and I still didn't do well? And you just forget about everything outside of that. Yeah. And it kind of goes for anything. Just think of maybe really basic things like, oh, you're meeting like your boyfriend or your girlfriend's parents for the first time, and like you really want them to like you and accept you. And if they don't, you feel like a failure.
Yeah.
Or if you're uploading an Instagram or a YouTube video and it doesn't get as many views as you hoped it would, you also feel like that's a failure, because you're constantly setting these little goals for yourself, big or small. And when it just doesn't turn out how you thought it would be, you just it just gets you down. And the important thing to know is that came from you attaching your sense of self-worth to this one thing.
Yeah, so like when you fail, whether it's in school or outside of school, it really doesn't mirror your self-worth. Just because you don't do well in an exam doesn't mean that you're a bad person or that you're stupid, you know. Yeah. It's one exam or whatever it is. So you can't keep beating yourself up about failures in exams and things like that, because it just doesn't represent you as a person. You need to be able to separate and say, okay, I maybe didn't do great in this exam, but I'm really good at this other subject and I'm going to work really hard on this one to get it to a better place. So just stop mirroring maybe bits of academic failure with your self-worth and your own personal being, because you're a lot better than that.
Exactly.
I think an important step when you're trying to cope with failure and come to terms with it is also to realize why it happened. So maybe you didn't do as well in an exam as you thought you were going to do. And then if you just wallow in the failure and just say, oh my God, what's the point? And then you just be sad for a while. There's no point in that. So you should, to try and move past it and to try and do better next time, you should go through the exam. I mean, usually the reason for not doing as well in an exam is because you don't understand something properly or you didn't know something.
Yeah.
And that's, when you think about it, it's very easily remedied.
Yeah.
So there's really no need to be down for too long about failing something, because there's a really easy solution most of the time. So just, let's say, go through your exam, see everywhere that you lost marks, make notes, know where you need to study more, know where you need to try better next time. And then you kind of, you have the tools that you need to move forward, and you will have less fear of failure for the next exam, because like we keep saying, you learn from what you do, from what you did wrong.
Yeah.
So you are ready the next time, and you shouldn't have really much of a fear of failing, because you know now. And
Yeah. If
you just keep doing that, because if you're in a lucky position that the junior leaving cert is still quite a bit away, then you have all of these little exams that you can keep doing and you can keep failing.
Yeah.
So then, I mean, it's great to fail now as opposed to in the final exams. So.
Yeah.
Just every time you do fail, so long as it's like not really the big exams, see it as a good thing, because it is. And if you just did amazingly in every single exam and then the last exam for you went badly and you've never experienced this before, it's going to be a lot more of a stressful time.
Yeah.
But every time you fail before that, it's really honestly a good thing.
Yeah.
And it'll get you a lot further.
Exactly. So as long as you act upon it, as long as you take control and say, right, how can I change this? What can I do to improve this for next time? Then you haven't really failed at all, really, if that's the action you decide to take.
Definitely not. And yeah, like even if it is, if you're listening to this after the leaving your junior cert or bigger exams and you haven't done as well as you thought, again, like we said, it really doesn't show you as a person. It doesn't reflect how important you are and how much value you have as a person. It's just an exam that didn't go your way. It's not necessarily your fault. A lot of the time exams can throw you, or it's weirdly phrased, and if it had been phrased another way you would have gotten it right, and it's just unlucky. But do remember that okay, I just got unlucky and the world treated me kind of badly today, but I'm still valuable as a person. I can still achieve really good things. So I think, and that's the next point, is pretty important, that you have to learn how to embrace and accept failure.
Yeah.
Because
as a necessary part of life.
Yeah. And like, your feelings are valid. If I know we keep saying, oh, you don't have to feel bad, you don't have to feel bad. But sometimes it's inevitable. You just feel bad.
And yeah. It's,
don't beat yourself up then for feeling bad because we told you not to feel bad. Of course, your feelings are valid and you're allowed to feel sad about a failure for a while. But the important thing is to kind of acknowledge your feelings and say, okay, this feels bad. What am I going to do to start feeling better about it?
Don't wallow for too long.
Like, you don't have to be this really strong person all the time and say, oh, I don't care. I mean, if a lot of the time it might be really important to you, and you might have been feeling a lot of pressure from teachers or parents or even other classmates, and then this failure comes as a big hit, and if you just want to cry, then that's fine, just go for it and cry
it out.
But you don't have to be that negative about it. Like we say, everything just, it has its silver lining. So even though a failure might seem really serious and awful at a time, you will find that in the end, something good will come of it. You'll either learn something better, you might go a different career path than you thought you would, but then it turns out to be the perfect one for you. There are so many different opportunities, but ultimately, there's always some sort of silver lining with every failure you do, I think. And trying to accept that and trying to overcome it and just move on, because, yeah, at the end of the day, life goes on and other things will happen. And this one particular piece of failure isn't going to stick with you for the rest of your life. It's not going to be the be all and end all. So don't worry about it. Accept the feelings and realize that they're there, but don't try not to dwell on them too much and don't let them get the better of you.
Exactly. So yeah, often when you're thinking about when you've after coming to terms with failing and now you want to think about like, how did I fail and why? Was it that the studying, you didn't study enough? Did I study badly? If it's that you study badly, a good thing might be to do is to change your study method.
Yeah, I mean, everyone has a different study method and everyone has a different brain which studies in different ways. So you might have been trying this whole time to use a study method that your brain just really doesn't work well with, and yeah, it just doesn't jazz with your brain. So the important thing is to really find the one that works for you, because that is quite likely a reason for failure. So luckily for you, we have another podcast. You might have already listened to it. It's about the different study methods that you can use. So in there, we give all the tips on kind of how to find out what kind of learner you are and then different study methods based on that. So do give that a listen if you have a chance.
Absolutely.
Because that's a big thing, I think. If you found that I really don't understand why I failed this because I studied so much, you can study and study and study, but if it's a method that doesn't work with your brain, you're not really going to reap the benefits from that. So
yeah, make sure that you give that podcast a listen and just kind of think, oh, is there something I could be doing differently? Could this really change how I get on in my exams or how I learn? So it's worth looking into.
Yeah. And then another reason why you would fail is probably if you didn't study enough.
Yeah. And that kind of, a lot of things could be the reason for that. I mean, procrastination is a big one. Yeah. Social media is huge. I mean, at the end of the day, you'd rather be doing anything else in the world than studying, really.
Of course.
So it's very easy to procrastinate. It's easy to put it off. And if you didn't study enough and then you failed as a result, that could be kind of maybe the scare that you need to be like, okay, like the kick up the butt, like, okay, probably should put the phone down for 5 minutes and study.
Time to get serious.
It is. It can be the motivator that you need. So if that is the case, that you didn't study enough, it's time to kind of take an action that, right, I need to set boundaries for myself.
I need
to set rules. I need to make a plan. I need to actually study, and I need to study for real. Again, we have another podcast for this, for a number of different things that can help you, or whatever is getting in your way. If it's distractions, we have a podcast for that. If it's that you need to get organized, we have a podcast for that.
Motivation,
we have a podcast for that.
Or if you're just lost on how to make a plan and you don't know how to do it properly, we do indeed have a
podcast for that.
Honestly, is there anything we don't have a podcast
is there
for? God. Yeah, so do find out what's going wrong and then try to find the solution for that.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what the solution is, get in touch with us. We're here to help. We've been through these exams ourselves. We've been through failure. We've experienced it all. So we will do our best to help you out. Just message us through the site or email us at info@studyclicks.ie.
There is light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
A big thing with failure is that if you're one of those people who a lot of it is expected of you, I mean, like, you're always getting top grades and you're always doing the best in class, and then you're...
Or maybe your siblings, maybe you've older siblings who all have done really well in exams as well. And now there's a lot of pressure on you to also get 600 points or whatever it is. It's not easy.
It is. You have to really do your best to separate that. You have to be your own person. You can't feel like if you have all of your own pressures or if you're getting all this pressure from friends, family and classmates on top of the pressure that you put on yourself, it's just really, really unnecessary, and it's going to cause a lot of stress, and that's going to seep into your life in other ways.
Yeah, and it's kind of like a vicious circle, because if you're getting really stressed and nervous about the idea of failure, even if it hasn't happened yet,
yeah.
you're just so worried about potentially doing badly, then your brain gets stressed, you might get a bit cloudy, you don't remember everything, you're nervous, and then you kind of mess up in the exam, and that causes you to not do as well. But really, when you think about that, that's quite ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah.
That you had the potential to do completely fine, but the idea of failure is actually what caused you to fail at the end of the day, because it made you so nervous.
Yeah.
So try to hop out of this vicious circle. It's really unnecessary. If you do feel yourself getting nervous before an exam and a bit overwhelmed by the stress of, oh God, I really can't fail. What if I fail? There's so much pressure. Remember that those thoughts are what potentially going to cause that for you. So you just need to breathe, remember your self-worth, remember that you are completely capable of doing this, remember past results. I'm sure you've got really good results in the past that you can reflect on and say, okay, I've done this before, I am capable of this, and I am going to do it again.
Yeah.
So long as I just keep my cool and power on.
Often a good thing to think is, what is the worst that can happen? And often if you just really, really think about it, no matter how bad it seems to you, it's like, is that really still bad though?
Yeah.
There's always ways around things.
Yeah, it's really minuscule at the end of the day, and life goes on. And
in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, and it can be really tough when you have this pressure coming from external sources other than yourself. And some people just have pressure coming from themselves. You know, you can... Maybe your parents are really supportive and they just want you to do well for you, but you yourself place a lot of pressure on yourself. Yeah, just try to sit back and really look at that from an outside view and say, okay, this is all actually coming from me. Why am I putting this unnecessary stress on myself? I can achieve anything if I put my mind to it. So even if something goes wrong here, I'll figure it out. I'll find another way around it. And
yeah. I think it's, if, you know, whatever age or stage of the school you are listening to this, I mean, you started school when you're like 4 or 5. You don't, your own memory doesn't actually remember anything outside being in school all the time. Like, obviously you have your evenings and your weekends and your summer holidays, but when you're in school constantly, it can be really hard to like remind yourself that you have a life outside of it. Like, you actually do not know what life after school is like.
Yeah.
So it's just
really, so many possibilities out there. So many other things to do.
It's just an infinite amount of things that you can do after school. It's madness.
Yeah, it might seem like it defines you now and it's kind of your whole personality being in school, but it's not. There are so many other things you can do that you will do, and that so many things you have to look forward to. So don't waste this time in your life stressing and being worried about things that mightn't even happen when you can just enjoy it and do your best and better yourself and improve and just...
Yeah.
Develop as a person in the best way possible.
Absolutely. Focus on the good times.
Yeah, so I think that's kind of it for failure, would you say?
I'd say we kind of covered all bases there, unless you have any other questions. Like we said, very easy to get in touch.
Yeah. So I think the main things to remember is just don't mirror your failure with your self-worth. You are your own person and your class. And yeah, your academic life really isn't the be-all and end-all. And you will learn from them, and that will benefit you at the end of the day. So look at every failure, if they happen, as a positive thing. And if they haven't happened yet and you're just afraid of them, don't be. Because A, if it happens, then it's a good thing. Like we say, you can learn from it. And B, chances are you won't fail. You probably do really well. And that's, if you can get rid of that fear, then it's only going to be better for you.
Exactly. Yeah, embrace it. Realize that failing is an important part of life. Sometimes failing is like learning the hard way is the only way to learn. Don't attach a sense of self-worth to exams, like Emer said already. So if you learn from it, or you tried your best and you learned a lesson from it, then failure doesn't exist.
Yeah, so that's it for today.
That's all for now.
If you want to follow us on social media, what can you do?
You can just go on to Instagram, type in Study Clicks. You can go on to Facebook or Twitter, we're there too. And if you have Snapchat, you can add us by typing in study_clicks. We always have fun memes, often study tips, competitions. We're definitely well worth a follow on all those, so please do smash that like button.
Yeah, and you can of course leave us a review. That would be fantastic. If you want to give us 5 stars, that'll help us get seen by more students, help us get our tips out there and make study life a bit easier for everyone out there. And yeah, if you have any suggestions or feedback, just get in touch over any of those mediums. Mm. We're always there. We're always happy to help. We're always happy to hear whatever you have to say. So please do that. And otherwise,
do
just like, chill out.
Chill out. Take all this on board. We hope it helped. Hope it maybe gave you some perspective.
And if you think that any of your friends might benefit from hearing these kind of tips, then do send them our podcast.
Yeah.
We'd love to help as many people as possible.
Put it on your story. Okay. Tag us on Instagram.
Okay.
Bye for now.
Until next time.